radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they complicate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Alrighty, I'm on. Yes, indeed, it is I again. Those of you who heard me earlier tonight, I was on a shortwave broadcast with Dr. Gene Smith of the BibleTruthMan.com. And we had a great program, and it was nice to be with him as his guest. And, of course, I'll be there on December 7th. Next time with him on the show, talking about the evil of Roosevelt and Pearl Harbor. Thought that was a very interesting topic and a very timely one on December 7th. And, of course, you can listen in to him, Gene Smith, on the Internet and at WWCR. That's on the shortwave Internet station. It's carried, CR, WWCR.com, Friday nights at 7 Central. And I want to thank you, those of you who listen. Also, Monday night, we do have another topical discussion, debate, if you will, on the issue of the state of Israel, apartheid state, committed genocide, all of that will be discussed. Yes or no, true or false, we will be debating that, or two guests will be debating on the program Monday night. Tonight, of course, we have lined up for you. We have Larry Nichols and Priscilla, of course. Larry Nichols is a name that I think is familiar to many of our listeners. Now, how many? I don't know. I really don't know. But we're going to find out tonight. And we, of course, are going to invite you to call into the program at our usual number, 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number right here to be on the program. So Larry Nichols, of course, was in the Clinton administration, not in Washington, but in Arkansas, and he was there. And oh, my, you know, talk about all of the people involved and private investigators and corruption run amok in Arkansas with Hillary and Bill. And Paula Jones and so much more, Kurt Cobain, the whole crew. So right now, I am going to, without further ado, introduce to these microphones none other than Larry Nichols. Hello, Larry.
Hello, Rick. How are you, my friend?
Well, thank you. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good. Friday night, made another week, so I guess I'm good.
Well, now, you've been... you know, you. I guess you've had your problems, your share of problems over the years, and you can share some of them with us if you wish, if you want to talk about them. But I know that you, you know, you have been a what we call a whistleblower, fellow that blew the whistle on Bill Clinton, I guess, before many others jumped into the fray, and with personal knowledge, right?
You bet. You know, Rick, I guess just in a way to quickly bring your audience, those that don't know me, up to a little bit of history. I helped Bill Clinton back in the mid-70s, actually helped him get elected governor the first time.
All right, now hold on to that thought, because we got a quick break. But when we come back, we'll have plenty of time to tell that story, Larry. And we welcome people to join us with questions or comments, and there's many to talk about. Right here on Uncensored, Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on. Ouch.
We're back now with Larry Nichols. And Larry, please go. Feel free to give us your story now before the wide audience of RBN here tonight.
Well, you bet, Rick. To make a long story as short as I possibly can, I was hired to get this guy that was Attorney General. Mm-hmm. At the time, make him governor. And it was at that time we had a fundraiser set up that I first met Bill and Hillary Clinton. Now, at that particular fundraiser, I discovered two things quickly. Number one, it was very difficult to get Bill to go around and to meet with the wealthy farmers and people we had at the meeting because he had a bad tendency to go around and try to hustle all the women in the room. And then lo and behold, to my chagrin, the first time I ever met Hillary, who, by the way, at the time was Hillary Rodham, she would not take Bill's last name, mm-hmm. she showed up in the room. Now, Rick, I remember as though it were yesterday. In she comes, having not bathed. She was not big on taking baths, hair under her arms, hairy legs,
mm-hmm.
big horn-rimmed glasses, wearing a muumuu with sandals at a formal event.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing she showed me was this card where she was a card-carrying member of the United States of America Communist Party.
Mm.
And not to be vulgar, but within two sentences, she was the first lady that I had ever met, being from the deep south, that used the four-letter word every other breath.
Mm-hmm.
So and you just have to understand, in those days, that was just not done. Having met with them and being hired by Mr. Whit Stevens of Stevens Investment, which was the largest investment firm, still is, outside of Wall Street in the world, I was called a week later to a meeting by Mr. Witt at the Twin City Bank building, bank they owned, and said, okay, now tell us how you're going to get these people elected. How are you going to make people like this couple? And Rick, I looked at that group of rich people, and I said, well, one thing's for certain, you'll never make people like them. I can never make people in Arkansas like this couple.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Witt took his cigar and put it out in his glass of tea, and he said, we paid you big money for this. I said, I didn't say I wouldn't get them elected. I just said, you're not going to make people like this couple. They said, well, then how, pray tell, would you do it? Now, I tell you this, folks, because this is going to come into play soon, now, in each and every one of our lives. I said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to make people hate them. And, of course, they thought I had completely gone mad. And I said, but before you go crazy, let me tell you, for everybody that we make hate them, there will be somebody that hates that person, which is basically the old adage, the, you know, enemy of my friend is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's referred to as polarization. And so we proceeded to do just that. And, of course, we won. And the first Christmas party that we had in Fayetteville after Bill Clinton had won in November, he was passing around Christmas gifts to everybody. I still have my copy, by the way. And I thought, well, surely he'd give me a Cadillac or something for getting him elected. He was the youngest governor in the history of the nation. But when I opened my package, Rick, it was Mein Kampf.
Uh-huh.
And in it, he signed, Be My Gerbil. And that was how my career with the Clintons got started. Now, we developed many strategies to keep him in office and to keep him out of trouble because mm-hmm. Bill Clinton's a pathological liar, and he is a pathological womanizer. I mean, he's sick. It's not just has an eye for women. I'm talking about this guy's nuts. So we had to develop programs, things that we could be on a stage and I could coach him and tell him what to do, what not to do. At that time, his first lady, Hillary Rodham, hated my guts. Matter of fact, she still does. And she didn't believe in the things that we had to teach Bill, the nuances, charisma. Used to have to sit with a camera for hours on end, teaching Bill to look in the camera and lie. And we learned something with Bill Clinton. somebody that is a pathological liar is always make them lie. It's easier to cover up for the for a lie than it is for the truth. The truth will catch you. And so that's how our history began. I worked with him throughout the mid to late 80s. And then in the early 80s, I took a project to go work in Nicaragua.
Yes.
For the Contras.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Bill knew all about it. And it was from that project that I had gotten my brain a little fried just from the violence and the things that went on in that war. And I needed a cush job, something that I could do to kind of cool down. And that was when he created a position at a place called the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. I didn't even know what that was, and I thought I knew everything about state government.
Mm-hmm.
And I was made marketing director. Now, it, because of who I was and the relationship that I had with the Clintons, and everybody knew it in Arkansas, and the relation I had with the Stevens, and everybody knew that in Arkansas, I was granted access to a world of things that most people did not or were not aware of about the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, which was, number one, it was a quasi-state agency, which meant when it was good for the Clintons, for it to be a state agency and to use that cover, then it was a state agency. When it was good for the Clintons, helping to raise money for campaigns or to pay off big friends or farmers that he got caught with the farmer's daughter, then it was private.
Mm-hmm.
But it was there that I discovered that money was being borrowed by the millions, which were supposed to be put into low-interest bonds for schools, libraries, churches, etc. But they were not being used for those. As a matter of fact, the first loan made at ADFA was to his good friend, a friend of ours, a guy named Don Tyson of Tyson Foods. And it was there that I started checking, and he had another friend, Dan Lassiter, that we all knew was big into drugs, and we knew by that time Bill was right. heavy into using cocaine. And come to find out, the very agency that I ended up working at was the place laundering about $100 million a month of cocaine coming in and out of this country. Now, you heard about it at the time because ostensibly it was funds being used by the quote-unquote Contras to fund the Contra War. But it was not. What had happened, Dan Lassiter, along with a friend of his named Barry Seal, had figured out that planes could come in and out of MENA, which was a CIA refurbishing place where they could bring planes in, give them new serial numbers, new identities, and then put them back in other theaters. They learned that they could come in and out of Arkansas and they would not be inspected or would not ever have to go through customs. And it didn't take them long to figure out that that was a perfect way to bring in cocaine by the pallet full.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I found that out that I went to Bill, and I told Bill that he had made a mistake. Although I had done many things, the one thing I could be or have no part of with the drug business.
Okay, hang on to that thought. We'll take a break and be right back with you, Larry Nichols, and we will take calls a little bit later on in the program tonight. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back now, Larry Nichols is with me, former Arkansas State employee and fired by Bill Clinton and company. Larry, did you wish to please continue with the story and capsulize it for us?
You bet. So, Rick, to speed things up.
Yes.
This is all ancient history now.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recommend to your listeners,
yes,
if they have access to on the Internet or they can find it on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Once Bill Clinton ran for president, I came out. I'm the guy that brought out Jennifer Flowers, mm-hmm, Paula Jones, Whitewater. I think Mike Reagan attributed the first 39 scandals, major scandals against Bill Clinton, 38 of them.
Yeah.
Originated with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you this history because after what all went through, and I worked with Matt Drudge in the story you now know of Monica Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm.
After all of that, you would think that would be behind us now. Well, now we face a much more dangerous future. You see, Bill is an inch deep and a mile wide. He didn't care about anything. He was just a good timer. He just loved power for power's sake, the women, the parties, The one you have to watch through it all is somebody, little Dick Morrison I met, and that was Hillary.
Yes.
Hillary is much smarter, much meaner, and she will do whatever she has to do to accomplish whatever it is she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of Hillary and her position now in the race for president that I guess you would say, Rick, brings us back together again. I had hoped my 15 minutes of fame had come and gone and would stay gone. Boy, was I surprised.
Uh-huh, yes.
You would think also, after all that was brought out about the Clintons and all the fights that we had to fight throughout the years, you were a part of it, trying to expose the truth to the American people. You would say to yourself, how could we possibly even have to worry about her running for president? Well, folks, in fact and indeed, what I told you about the lessons we learned and the system, the technology we built back then, it's as effective today as it ever was then. And barring some things that we must do, Rick, me, you, your audience, I hope, Hillary will be the next president. You know, much to our chagrin, I helped him twice get elected. George Bush, his old buddies, the puppet masters, have gotten us in situations both with illegal immigration, which is beyond comprehension, and the war in Iraq. Whether you're for or against it, it matters not. The American people have realized that we were lied to get into it.
Now,
there
me
will
ask,
not
let
be
me,
a Republican president.
Yeah, yeah.
Step
I'd like to just back
one.
Up, Larry. If,
I'm
if
sorry?
I'd like to back up a little bit, if
uh-huh.
I could. When you mentioned from the beginning how you were asked to help elect Bill Clinton... And get him into office. Who was it again that approached you, and why? What were your credentials then in the 70s?
I was actually hired by a man named Whit Stevens. There were two brothers, Jack and Whit Stevens.
Yes,
they were known as kingmakers, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Their brokerage firm, Stevens Investment, put together Dillard's, took them public, put together a little company called Walmart, later Tyson Foods,
right,
and they are incredibly powerful and influential, incredibly. Now, Mr. Witt's dead, so is Mr. Jack.
Now, let me ask you this, if you can hear me all right, Larry. What was it about you? What did you have to offer them that they picked you to do this?
I had a unique history, and maybe, I guess, a few unique talents. I had a commercial marketing company.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also had a background in mercenary work. That's how I ended up in Nicaragua.
Uh-huh.
And I learned to merge the two. You know, war and politics and war and business are really the same thing. It's just the difference in war, when you kill somebody, they're dead. In business or in politics, you destroy them. Oh, they're still breathing, but they're dead. And I had developed quite a name, quite a reputation. And it was because of that they hired me to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And we won.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say I did a good job. But the bad news, Rick, is how would you feel if you invented this monster that ended up eating Chicago.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to be proud of your work.
Mm-hmm.
So I meet you here tonight with your audience with an almost impossible mission. And you're not going to believe what the answer to the mission is. I mean, the mission, obviously. How do we stop? How can we possibly stop Hillary?
All right, let me take a break, and I'll have you answer that question. We'll give you a couple of more, and we'll introduce our callers, all right? Larry Nichols is my guest, and we have many questions for him, and jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on, right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we're back with Larry Nichols now. And Larry, you were about to tell us about, I know the number one goal is stopping Hillary. And what is the plan? What is the way of doing that?
Number one, we all have to understand, Hillary, there's a rule in politics. He or she that has the most money always wins the primary. So she has already won the Democratic primary. As a matter of fact, she's not even running that which is normally a characteristic primary race. She's running the general election right now.
Mm-hmm.
She what you and I know. It's going to be very difficult to get the American people to buy in to a Bush or another Republican for president. You're going to hear until you're sick of hearing it. Are you better off today after 8 years of George Bush in this administration than you were with 8 years of the Clinton administration? Of course, there's nothing that you can do. Everybody's thinking with smut, 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 like we did Bill Clinton. What could you possibly today, Rick, say about the Clintons that they haven't already heard or don't already know?
Mm-hmm.
And yet people will still vote for them blindly.
Mm, absolutely.
So how do we stop them? The key is a man that I do not know. I know of him, but I do not know him. You see, can't run an independent for president because it takes too much to be able to get an independent on the ballot in all 50 states.
Yes.
The key person, folks, to victory over Hillary is a man named Ron Paul. Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody out there saying, well, come on, get serious. He's not even in the top flight of the Republicans. The Republicans are not going to, you know, they want Giuliani, they want Romney, they want Thompson, they want Huckabee. But they are not going to let Ron Paul become president. But there's the key, you see. What you've got with Ron Paul is we have a person that can run for president that both with his history and his past and what he says today, you can very well affirm that he is not one of them. You see, Ron Paul, albeit that he's running as a president, as a Republican, which is smart because he has to, because that way he can get on all of the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, Ron Paul is not business as usual, politically speaking. As a matter of fact, Ron Paul seems to be, and you may know him, Rick, I do not.
I've never met him personally, but I certainly know enough about him, yes.
Well, he's a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
And if you think about the things that he says, if you think about the things that he refers to, you see, here we are in a time when Americans are losing their jobs left and right. And yet, what do the Republicans and the Democrats seem to have in store? Comprehensive immigration. They want more illegals in this country. Why? So that the big industries, the big multinational corporations can make more profits. They need cheap labor. And the people that are suffering are the middle class. The people actually losing their world is the middle class. Well, this election, in 08, this one coming up, one thing that is going to be very keen on everybody's mind is when they walk out their door, they're going to be able to look down their street, probably within their own family, and they're going to know people that do not have a job. They're going to be able to drive around their community and see plants that used to be open, employing Americans that are no longer around.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, Ron Paul can bring those jobs back. Ron Paul is willing to fight NAFTA, GATT, all of these different trade policies that just literally, between the jobs being lost to illegals here inside this country, he's going to be able to claim and to fight against the trade deals that were made by Bill Clinton during his term as president, and the Bush administration during their term is the thing that did away with the American job. The American worker is in trouble. Look at foreclosures. During this election in 1980, there are going to be more and more people facing foreclosure than ever in the history of this country. And people, Rick, are mad. You know, there was a time when the Democrats had both houses in the presidency, yet the liberals didn't get what they wanted. All we heard is conservative Christians that you give us both houses and a presidency, and you'll see a change. Well, we've had both houses that were Republican, and a Republican president, by the way, a born-again Christian. Yet we could not even keep the Ten Commandments in the state house in Alabama. We still have abortion. You would think, were there any truth to the system we call politics anymore, then at least the conservatives right now should have what they want. At least liberals should have what they want. But you see, Rick, for the first time in 100 years or better, it doesn't matter if you're conservative. It doesn't matter if you're liberal. If you're unemployed, if your job is gone, if you're losing your home and you can't find work, we become one again. We become Americans again.
Yes, indeed. But now let me ask you this now, Larry. I understand the strategy here, but I'd really like to also get back a little bit to Hillary and Bill. And I know there's so much ground to cover. We could go over all of the people, the women in Bill Clinton's life, the women in Hillary's life, the men in her life, and so on and so forth, Vince Foster. But when the rubber meets the road, really, as far as I'm concerned, how is it possible? How was it possible for Bill Clinton, as governor of Arkansas, to be able to get away with what he got away with as president? And I don't mean just the Lewinsky scandal and how that was created, but I'm talking really about some of the major acts of treason against America and the Chinagate connection. How is it possible that, you know, the media, if you will, have been protecting Bill Clinton? They've been, you know, protecting Father Bush. They've been protecting Hillary all along the way, given her role in Waco and how that has not come up yet. Don't we have a totally corrupt media situation? And how is it possible that none of this is ever brought to this, you know, to the surface, as far as the real crimes of Bill Clinton and his administration, for which
it
would have been too good?
It's really complicated, but it's awfully, awfully simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's your program. It's your program. How many people have to come to your program, Rick,
mm-hmm,
to get the truth about many things that are going on that just should be obvious?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they go to ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox News? Why do they not hear it there?
That's the question I'm raising. Yes.
The difference is, you see, there's really, when you look at the global community, it's really a handful of globally rich people,
mm-hmm,
ultra, ultra, ultra rich people.
Yes.
And through the years, you see, the way we did it in Arkansas is because the Stevens owned, or if they did not own, they controlled most of the major corporations that were here at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if we ever then we'd pick up the phone and cancel their big advertisers. And you know what would happen all of a sudden? Even though, you know, and I, both of us know, right, the news is above advertising. It has nothing to do. Yet it was amazing how quick stories would start getting bent and swayed the other way. And you had to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first came out against Bill Clinton, I remember doing talk shows. When the Clinton Chronicles first came out, I would do radio talk show. At that time, it was new.
Mm-hmm.
You see, talk show in those days, the early 90s, I mean, you could buy AM radio stations for a cup of coffee. And I would do a talk show, and you'd talk for a few minutes. Somebody would say, I got a bicycle to sell for $25. And then you'd talk a little more, and somebody would say, they had a lawnmower to sell for $25. You see, nobody counted on talk radio breaking the cloak of silence of control media. People would call me, Rick. They'd say, if you were telling the truth, 60 Minutes would be all over this. Well, they weren't. And if you go back and you watch the Clinton Chronicles, now look at the stuff I say on it. I'm responsible for the things, allegations I made. Isn't it amazing how they all came to be true?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I had told all of that to the media. The media was here every day. And you'd get a story. You'd get a story that would kitchen the break that would just expose the world, only to find out before it would run that the editor would kill the story. And today, it's worse. What you should do today, all of you, if you doubt me, and you have no reason to believe me, I'm unlike most of your guests, Rick. A lot of your guests come on and guest, and they would tell you how great a person they are, how good they are. I won't. I'll tell you how bad I am. You know, I broke all the commandments a lot. Probably even had some new ones in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I lived the life. I lived with them. I know them. I know them. Pick up. Tomorrow morning, turn on Fox TV News. Turn it on. And what you will see, the majority of the advertisements you will see, will be that of Schwab, all these big investment firms, you know, all of those things, and the big pharmaceutical companies telling you about new pills that, you know, they actually make you invent in your mind that you got diseases so that you'll call your doctor and ask them to recommend and prescribe this pill for you. Look who the advertisers are.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Well, that's true. We know all of that. And yet, you know, we you know, of course, there have been people who've come along and they have tried to discredit you and anyone else who has named the Clinton legacy, who has even suggested that there is a body count of people. And, of course, they come up and they say, well, you know, it's just a smear tactic. And they'll say you and others, you know, were you had your own vested interest in trying to get even with Bill Clinton and all of that, the divorce and what have you. Have you been in a situation where you have been personally threatened? And I think I know the answer, but for the sake of the audience, how close have they come to try to eliminate you from the scene completely? Is that a fair question for you?
A lot. The best answer I can give you to that is Mike Reagan, when he was first starting his radio network,
uh-huh.
I did a lot of programs with him.
Yep.
He sent a private investigator here to Arkansas to check me out because good heavens, you know, the things I was saying back then, they were so far-fetched, nobody could say them, right?
Mm-hmm.
His private investigator caught a guy that they had hired to kill me. His investigator caught him trying to kill me.
How was he trying to do that?
Well, he had been stalking me, and he had been running the rounds to get me out and eliminate me.
Right.
Then there was the time when Chris Ruddy, Newsmax, you've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Ruddy at the time worked for the Pittsburgh Tribune.
Yep.
And we were breaking information.
Oh, all right. Hang on. We got a quick break. I want you to finish that and answer a few more questions. Then we'll invite callers to give you some. And we have Jack McLam on the line as well. So we'll be back with our guest. And you stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Larry Nichols.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Speak of the devil. Speak of the devil, Larry. You heard him.
I heard him.
And he's looking for you. Anyway.
You know, and Rick, the thing I would say to your audience.
Yes.
Now, all y'all listen to me tight. when it comes to matters of your country and your family, don't believe me. Make me prove it. Make me do as I've had to do on all the things. Paula Jones's, the Monica Lewinsky, all which seems so trivial now compared to the things that we really are in trouble over. But was it easy? Was it close? Did I get beat to a pulp? Yeah. Yeah, a lot. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned Jack McLam. Jack was there. He remembers.
Yep.
There are very few people on this earth, Rick, that because of the life I've lived, the people I've had to run with, be with, very few do I respect and honor. But you got one in Jack McLam.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. He and I go back a number of years.
And I would say to Jack, before he comes on with you, I hold him to one standard. One. He knows me. He knows what we've been through, he and I together. And if I've lied, if I've exaggerated, if I've taken one little fish story, Rick, and made it a little bit bigger fish, then I demand that you, I hope in future programs, I hope I've earned the right to come back with you periodically.
Surely.
But I would hope you or Jack, either one, if you ever catch me saying something that's not true or exaggerated, that you expose me for it. Destroy me. Because I truly could be of no help to anyone.
Well, let me ask you this. How many attempts in all do you think were made on your life? And why did they fail?
Well, number one, if you ever learn my background, which a lot of people have over the internet.
Yes.
You know, just because you might want to kill somebody doing it and wanting to are two different things. And just because you become president, just because you're governor, you know, it's not as easy as one might think just to pick up the phone and say, go whack somebody. Now, you got to understand Hillary's father. Hillary's father, Hugh Rodham, had a partner. His name was Dan Rostenkowski. And by the way, these things I could be criminally prosecuted if I cannot prove. But Hugh Rodham, Hillary's father, and his partner Dan Rostenkowski were the head of the mob in Chicago. It's where they got their money. That's what they get the power from. I didn't learn until it was way too late that the Stevens, my mentors, Jack and Whit, that they were actually the head of the Dixie Mafia.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know.
Yeah.